All right, guys, we have some breaking news here into the Finnsiders, and we got this for you. According to a team source, Don Jones, the safety, defensive back, special teams ace, has completed his educational training and is now back with the team. So Don Jones, of course, has had the tweet in reaction to Michael Sam's drafting and seeing him kissing his boyfriend on national television after he was drafted in the seventh round. He'd had the insensitive couple of tweets in which he, I guess, did not like what he saw on TV. And so the team disciplined him and said that he was going to be suspended indefinitely until he completed some educational training and was fined an undisclosed amount. Well, apparently he has completed his educational training, is back with the team. So I thought the Dolphins moved very swiftly in terms of punishing Don Jones, and now he's back with the team. So that didn't take very long, and I think it's good that he's back for the OTAs and more of the offseason workout program. Sam, are you surprised that this happened so quickly? I mean, he had more than a week now to complete this educational training.
Well, it happened May 11th. That was 8 days ago. When you listen to, and understand, I like that Don Jones, he went and he attacked this right away. And you still have to understand, this is a young guy. He's one of these young guys that, you know, it really hasn't, you know, registered to him, or it hasn't really been around or right in front of him. And then all of a sudden it was. Just like a lot of Americans, just like a lot of other football players on a lot of other teams, then when it first happened, you're sitting here, your first reaction is whatever that case may be. But the NFL, they're really trying to help our players of understanding how to represent the National Football League, but yet and still how to represent yourself. So to put this class in place, we need a lot of other classes, because we're just not educated enough in these type of situations, and to go and get that education and to be able to come back and talk about the knowledge that he received with the other peers, you know, in the locker room, because they're going to ask him what he went through and what really happened. Now he'll be able to talk about it. Now he'll be able to shed some light to the other guys of how sensitive this subject really is. But education is the number one key, and it just hasn't been taught to us as, you know, fans, as players, as, you know, as a kid growing up. Now it's hit a lot of homes over the course of the last week. So now education is going to be key, not only for Don Jones, a lot of other NFL players, and just the United States and just people in general. So I'm happy that he went and got it done so swiftly, so he can get back to the team before the OTAs and quarterback schools really start, so he's not left out in the dark, because he's a phenomenal special team player. Now we just have to see what he can really do when he gets to the cornerback or the safety position.
So do you think that it's a matter of education then, if as far as the NFL as a whole or the individual teams, when a guy like Don Jones from a small town in Alabama comes into the league, that you the league needs to do a better job in terms of educating the guys on what sensitivity and some of the educational issues here, in terms of, is it about the sensitivity or is it about how they handle themselves with social media, knowing that everybody has a laser focus on anything that they say and put out there in terms of social media these days?
Yeah, I think you have to be very careful when it comes to social media. And I think guys realize that after, you know, one after another, keep putting themselves in a position, you know, you can say things and do things, and we saw the Donald Sterling thing play out. You know, you think you're in the privacy of your own home, you think you're somewhere, but you're really not in terms of social media the way it is today. So you really have to be careful and really kind of guarded on what you do. And I've never been a big believer in, you know, just don't press send sometimes when you have any doubt on what you're doing, because you feel like you know you're not doing much harm or much wrong. But evidently, you know, when you're representing a team or an organization or you know, an entity bigger than yourself, you have to take that into consideration. So I'm glad that Don Jones, you know, did the sensitivity training. He's back on the football team and all that stuff. I'm glad he went through what he had to go through, and now he's back and with the Miami Dolphins, so he can get back to work.
Yes, and again, in case you're just tuning in, according to a team source, Don Jones has completed his educational training and is back with the team. So that was an eight-day span in which he was suspended for his insensitive tweets regarding the Michael Sam situation. Now he's back, and so hopefully we can put that behind us. And guys, quite honestly, hopefully we can put any more social media incidents behind us in terms of this Dolphins team or in the local sports teams, because as much as it's a great asset for these guys in terms of of building their brand, in terms of being able to reach out to the fans, and they're feeling a mutual connection between fans and the players. Again, this is something that is relatively new, and it's, I think, from a fan's perspective, really, really cool to be able to interact at times with your favorite players, something that you couldn't do, you know, 5-10 years ago. So I think that aspect is awesome. But on the other side, the just players just have to realize that this isn't your personal, you know, group text message with your buddies from college or from growing up. This is a matter of everybody watching, and you've got beat writers and reporters and everybody who's keeping a close track and sifting through all your tweets and your Facebook posts or your Instagram posts or whatever it might be. And at that point, anything you say that is borderline questionable, it is going to be under the microscope and people are going to scrutinize. So hopefully, Don Jones unfortunately set an example here. Mike Pouncey had his incident as well. All these guys have put that behind them and they can move on and just focus on football.